Movies can provide a temporary escape from the world's troubles, and a new adult comedy did just that for Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan.
Seducing Dr. Lewis has the charm of a beloved friend we haven't seen in the longest time. It's a traditional comedy. It doesn't intend to break new ground, but its satisfactions have been so long in coming our way that it makes us realize how hungry we've been to see our old pal again. It's a hunger that seems to be widely shared, at least on the film's home turf. This French-speaking Canadian film out-earned The Lord of the Rings and The Matrix Reloaded in Quebec. And its French qualities extend to more than the dialogue. There is a glint in this film's eye and a roguishness about its characters that reminds us that it's not called Seducing Dr. Lewis for nothing. The film begins not with the good doctor, but with the disgruntled inhabitants of a tiny fictitious island located in Quebec's far north. Once this was the home of proud fishermen, but with the fish gone, the island's only hope of salvation is a proposed factory. But without attracting a resident doctor, which the island hasn't had in years, the factory doesn't get built.
On a trouvé un docteur?
Jamais. On est à Sainte-Marie-la-Moderne.
Puis,
ça fait 15 ans qu'on cherche un docteur.
Let the seduction begin. Naturally, this enterprise turns out to be more complicated than anyone imagined. And, as written by Ken Scott, Dr. Lewis presents these difficulties with elegantly worked out comic exactitude. An old telephone switchboard, for instance, allows the villagers to eavesdrop on Dr. Lewis and anticipate his every desire. No film comedy works well without clearly drawn characters, like a bank manager afraid of being replaced by a cash machine. And it won't work without a graceful cast. Dr. Lewis has both in abundance. This is also the first feature for director Jean-François Pouillot. Before turning to film, he directed commercials for 15 years. He brings just the right spirit of fun to this film, almost an intuitive understanding of how the kind of material he's got should be handled. It's not just the city slicker Dr. Lewis who gets seduced by this enterprise. I was happy to be taken in as well.
Kenneth Turan is a movie critic for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.